Two more days of weary marching over the barren, lonely moors found the little army in South Ayrshire. They followed the rising waters of the River Doon to where the high arching stone bridge, the Brigadoon, crossed, and the road led north to Ayr. Beresford, Nelson, and Cruikshanks, looking anxiously at the darkening clouds, deliberated for several moments, then called a halt. Mr. Cruikshanks lifted his voice, and heavily petitioned for God's hand to guide them and keep them in their distress. He specifically prayed that God would grant them a leader worthy of his cause, to which request Beresgrove and Nelson were first offered to offer a hearty amen. When the prayer ended, men were collapsed in exhaustion on both sides of the bridge. "I like Mr. Cruikshanks," said Jamie, his legs in the center arch of the bridge. Duncan lay in a heap next to his friend, and only grunted in reply. After Duncan thought about this for a moment, he sat up looking puzzled. "Cruikshanks," he said slowly, looking a little shyly at his friend. They almost never talked about Jamie's leg. Like, "Cruikshanks, I'd never put that together by now," said Duncan. "It's just a name." "What, Duncan? It's not so much his name," said Jamie, looking at the bend in his leg as he spoke. "It's his faith in God and his love for King Jesus in his kirk. That's what makes me like Cruikshanks the most." "Aye," said Duncan, joining his friend in dangling his legs over the bridge. With growing interest, he watched the water flowing past, and for one moment he wished he had some hooks and a line. There'd be salmon in this river this time of the year, he thought. Big fat ones, maybe. Jamie shuffled his shoulder back, and he pulled out a book.
Let me read you something,
Duncan," he said. "What is it?" asked Duncan, eye searching the water for fish. "The letters of Mr. Rutherford. He especially got it just here," said Jamie, flipping the page as he spoke. "All Christ's bearings go to heaven with a broken brow." "Yeah, listen what he wrote, Duncan." "I am listening," said Duncan. "All Christ's bearings go to heaven with a broken brow and a crooked leg. It's part about the crooked leg that I like most," said Jamie, smiling as he looked down at his twisted leg. "What do you mean by it?" said Duncan, following his friend's gaze. We all of us have troubles. Was, I suppose you'd call him. He doesn't mean everyone's actually got a crook like I do. But do you can something, Duncan? I no longer think my crook leg as a curse. Though it is a curse to my body, it's a boon to my soul. God's ordained my crook leg, that my crook shape. So I might give him glory in my weakness. It makes it a great gift given to me by God, that by the Lord, that is Duncan. Duncan looked in wonder at his friend's face. It was all lit up with gratitude, and though someone had just made him a clan chief. Then for an instant, Duncan almost envied Jamie's envy Jamie his crooked leg. It came along with so much of that contentment. I'd like to take one too, he thought, still looking at Jamie's face. A sharp cry from a sentry stationed both in the bridge broke up in the conversation. Both boys were on their feet, straining to hear the cause for the alarm. Approaching at full gallop, the sentry called, relaying what the scout had just told him. A small, well-armed company. Redcoats, many men demanded, clutching for their weapons. Nay, they carried a banner declaring themselves on the side of Christ and the Covenant, said the sentry replied, his voice cracking with excitement. We are reinforced. The sepulchration of about who it was that came to their aid, who throughout the enthusiastic man. As every man strained to see who came, Jamie and Duncan nearly had an argument about who would climb on whose shoulders so they might see reinforcement first. Duncan, I'll brook no argument on it. No, nor will I, Jamie Kilwright, retorted Duncan. But I have over ye in weight. I cannot weigh ye by at least a stone. Duncan couldn't let Jamie lift him on his shoulders, not with his leg. Oh, it's my crooked leg, isn't it? Said Jamie. Then, with a great howl amidst much laughter, Jamie tackled Duncan, finally wrestling up on his shoulders. Giving in, Duncan sat atop his friend's shoulders and crammed to see the approaching men. Suddenly, around a bend, breaking out of the forest, rode as stout as well equipped a company of men as Duncan had ever seen outside of redcoat uniforms. Who is it? Panted Jamie, the strain of Duncan's weight sounding in his voice. I don't even ken, said Duncan, awe in his voice, but the man leading them looks as capable leader as I've seen. Reminding you, Duncan? Grunted Jamie, staggering a little under Duncan's weight. Veteran that you're of a less weak. You haven't seen many leaders of men. Aye, that's that. There's that. Agreed Duncan. But who's that man? James Wallace, said Alexander Peden, the field preacher, overhearing Duncan's question. Aye, 'tis James Wallace indeed. His lands lie herd by Dondole's Castle, and a few miles to north of here. Wallace, said Jamie. Duncan wobbled precautiously as Jamie's attention was drawn away from holding him steady. Any relation to William Wallace, you can? The one from the history books? Aye, laughed Peden. James Wallace springs from one of the same historic stock. That's a fact. It is so, said Jamie, forgetting that Duncan was perched on his back. Then it happened. Completely distracted by this new information, Jamie unintentionally let go of Duncan's legs. Hip, hip, hey, ho, hey, gasped Duncan in surprise. Jamie staggered in a circle, clutching at his friend's legs. It was too late. Duncan flipped backward off Jamie's shoulders and plunged headlong over the main span of Burgo O'Doom. His arms and legs flailed in the air desperately as he fell. Oh! He yelled, a cry that ended in a gurgle and an enormous splash as he plunged into the deeps of the river Doon below. The water, black water, closed over him. Then, spluttering, splashing, a boiling water from his nose and mouth, Duncan surfaced. Are you all right, Duncan? call Jamie anxiously from atop the bridge.
Cold,
sputtered Duncan, and wet. When Jamie Kilbride, I'll be getting me for this. So that was chapter 20. Bye guys, see you later. See you later, see you later, see ya later. Bye guys!